your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock. The latest news now with Kieran Corr.
A woman's been arrested after a teenage boy died in a crash in Whitstable. The 17-year-old was killed when a car came off Peen Hill in the early hours of this morning. Two other people have been treated for minor injuries. The 20-year-old woman is being held on suspicion of causing death by dangerous driving. An 18-year-old man has appeared in court charged with the murder of a police officer who died after being hit by a stolen pickup truck on Merseyside. Clayton Williams from Wallasey is also charged with burglary, attempting to wound another police officer and aggravated theft of a motor vehicle. Last night, hundreds of people held a vigil to remember the officer. Some lit candles, left messages and released balloons.
I just think it's shocking and I just wanted to come and just show my face. I think it's just a tragedy.
It's hard to put into words what you're feeling, and then when you see everyone turn up, it's like, well, people do care, and then just shows that people aren't all as bad as they're portrayed sometimes.
A woman's been banned from driving after crashing a car carrying three children in Dartford while she was four times the drink drive limit. Sharon Stark drove over the junction of Crayford Road and Prince's Road before hitting a roundabout in August. The 36-year-old from Woolwich can't get behind the wheel for 3 years. She's also been ordered to do 120 hours of community work. Police officers involved in the investigation of an Ashford sex attacker have been criticised by the police watchdog. Karina has more for KMFM.
Well, the Independent Police Complaints Commission's been looking at how five unnamed officers handled the case of John Williams, who assaulted more than 20 women. It's understood he was identified as a suspect in 2012, but a DNA sample wasn't taken and he went on to attack two other victims. The IPCC's concluded two officers have cases to answer, while others will have to attend further training or set specific targets for their future conduct. 48-year-old Williams from Essetfoot Road in South Ashford was jailed for life in May 2014.
A Kent man who ran a cannabis factory from his Maidstone home has been told to pay back nearly £20,000. Steve Miller's been told he faces another 15 months behind bars if he doesn't pay the cash within 3 months. The 52-year-old from Brewer Street was jailed for almost 4 years in September last year. A poorly dog and her four puppies have died after she was dumped in Tunbridge Wells while giving birth. The Chihuahua was found collapsed in a cat carrier that had been abandoned near a medical centre in Greggs Wood. The pet was rushed to a vet's but couldn't be saved. The RSPCA is investigating.
This is KMFM News.
There's a warning if you live in Maidstone and Tunbridge to look out for con men posing as police officers. Two elderly women have been scammed by someone claiming to be from the force investigating a burglary. They both had handbags stolen after letting the man in. Two Kent towns have been tipped as possible future winners of the Great British High Street competition. Folkestone and Faversham have both been given the Rising Star Award for improvements made to their high streets. Marcus Jones is High Streets Minister. He says other towns should follow in their footsteps.
The high streets and town centres that are doing well are those people who've recognised that change and are starting to do things differently. For example, in Folkestone, the local council are now working extremely well with the traders. In Faversham, they're doing some great work to reduce vacancy rates, and particularly they're doing some work with digital and using a reward card scheme and doing that through an app as part of their package to bring people back to the high street there in Faversham.
KMFM Showbiz.
A relative of the leader of the British Women's Equality Movement has welcomed a movie which tells its story. With more on that and the rest of the showbiz this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, Suffragette, which was partly filmed at the historic dockyard in Chatham, opened the London Film Festival last night, but it saw campaigners laying down on the red carpet to protest about cuts to domestic abuse services. Meryl Streep plays Emmeline Pankhurst, who helped women win the right to vote. Her great-granddaughter Helen says the film has been a long time coming.
It's long overdue, but it's being done beautifully, very powerfully, with some amazing actors, and produced by a woman, directed by a woman, so the feminist nature of it is very important, and it's a testament to the whole suffragette movement that we should have such a strong political statement. Even all of these demonstrations are in keeping.
Elsewhere, Rihanna has revealed the title for her new album. It's going to be called Anti. The singer says the cover is her favourite ever. It features a young Rihanna holding a black balloon with a crown slipping over her eyes. And don't listen for a bit if you still haven't seen who was crowned the winner of the Great British Bake Off last night. Nadia Jameer Hussein beat Ian Cumming and Tamal Ray to bag the title. Her final creations included ice buns, raspberry milfoy, and what she described as a big fat British wedding cake.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.